here's what Connecticut is saying about Lisa Wexler.
I love your show. It's not only entertaining, but a public service.
Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
Inside, we all need the same thing.
One act of kindness in public will affect everyone around you.
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
And welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Welcome back. 203-333-9422 is our number. You can call me at 203-333-9422. Well, this is something we do on Fridays, where we share stories, and I depend on you as a caller and a listener to call in and tell me what happened in your life, what event that you witnessed, that you were a part of, that you were a beneficiary of, what happened in your life that exhibited to you something where a stranger might have been kind to you, and it rocked your world a little bit. It changed your point of view. It made your day. It gave you a little bit of renewed optimism about the fact that people can do things that are for each other with no expectation of reward, with no expectation of anything in it for them, just because. You know, the scientists have always tried to distinguish human beings from other species of animals, saying that what distinguishes humans is our capacity for altruism. And I'm frankly not sure if that's true. I don't know that we know enough about other living creatures on this planet to assume that we are the only type of living being that does things for others in the spirit of real altruism, in the spirit of real charity or kindness. Sometimes when I watch animals and the way they tend each other and take care of each other, there doesn't seem to be anything in it for them, obviously. When you see dogs grooming each other, we have my new dog, Yofi, is good friends with Gracie. And the other day, Gracie was seen to be licking Yofi and sort of grooming him for no reason other than, I think, just love. But we are talking in this half hour about the kindness of strangers. And if we don't have your participation, then I have to go to the news. And the news is rarely about people being kind. I got news for you. Once in a while, but rarely. Although I did you happen to see the cover of People magazine this last week? The entire episode, the entire issue was devoted to the kindness of strangers. The entire issue. And I think maybe somebody, an editor of People magazine, either heard our segment, because we started this months ago, or they decided on their own, you know, it's not a bad thing for people to publish and read about and hear stories of other people just simply being kind. 203-333-9422. I have a story of heroism, which I think falls into the category of kindness, because it's my number one story of the year. And it's a true story. And I think I must have told you about it when it happened, but it has reverberated in my own head as the story of the kindness of strangers. 203-333-9422. Every Sunday morning, I go for a walk with my very dear friend, Beth, who happens to be just a very, very special, dear person and a close friend. And she has rescued three dogs in the course of her life, many more than that. But right now she has three, and they're all big dogs. Big. And I have my two. But this was before I had my two. This is when I had my one. I just had Shayna with me, and she had her dogs. And they are big dogs. One is a Chow Husky mix. Another one is a big lab. And the third one is a mixture of like sort of hound and other things. They're all big dogs. None of them are less than 50, 60 pounds. biggest one's 100 pounds. And that's relevant to the story. And every Sunday we find different places to go, but we have a favorite walk. And this particular Sunday we were on our normal favorite walk. And the walk is a place where we park our cars on a cul-de-sac and then we go into a trail. Easy public trail. And we were coming back on our trail with all of our dogs leashed because we were in the cul-de-sac, in the paved cul-de-sac. And in 2 or 3 seconds flat, a pit bull came charging at us from the top of a driveway across the cul-de-sac from where we were, racing through its electric fence. No leash, no nothing on it. Maybe it had a collar, but it didn't care. And it zoomed straight for us. It became clear in a nanosecond to Beth that this dog wasn't interested in attacking us, but was rather interested in attacking our dogs. And I had the presence of mind to scoop Shayna under my armpit because she was the littlest dog and would have been made mincemeat by this pit bull in 5 seconds flat. And as she's under her arm, under my arm, Shayna, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs every 5 seconds, help, 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 help. No one is around, but I'm screaming loud enough because I figure at some point the owner of the dog is going to recognize and come help us, which he does. But you know with dog bites, everything happens in a nanosecond. And you also know that pit bulls, when they clench, they don't let go. And here's where the kindness of stranger stories I want to tell you about. In my own eye, in front of me, my dear friend Beth laid her body down on the ground and became a human person between the pit bull and her dogs. Now, maybe it's not the kindness of strangers per se, but it was an extraordinary act of altruism and kindness. I have to tell you, in my life, there are a few acts of true heroism. I've never been in the military. I don't have wide experience in acts of violence. I've never been a law enforcement officer. I'm not a first responder. In my life, I have been witness to few acts of true heroism in front of my eyes. And watching my friend Beth get her body down on the ground so that the pit bull would attack her, which he did, instead of her dogs, I am still awestruck by what happened that day. It happened a few months ago. I'm still awestruck. I'm still in the year 2021. That was the seminal moment for me. She got down on the ground. I'm screaming. I'm standing up because I've got Shayna under an armpit. And the pit bull is noisy and crazy and biting. And he bit her. He made her bleed. He bit her on the hand. She was bleeding. And all of this is happening quickly. And the owner did come racing down. And he was stunned and shocked and scared himself, and he didn't know what to do. And Beth is screaming, take your dog, take your dog, take your dog, because he's stunned. And he finally got his dog off Beth. What do you think about that? Have you ever seen anything like that in your life? A human being go down and risk her own life, her own face, her own health? She got down on the ground so that her dogs would not be mauled by this pit bull, so that she would put herself between a dog, an attacking dog, and her dogs. It was unbelievable. And her dogs are barking and big dogs. They're gentle dogs. They're big dogs. And she took the bite instead. What do you think about that, huh? 203-333-9422. 203-333-9422 is our number. So, do you have any stories today? It's holiday. Of the kindness of strangers. Anything that you want to remember? Any favorite movies like The Miracle on 34th Street with Natalie Wood? She had a kind stranger in her life, but she didn't want to believe that it was Santa Claus. But we all know it really was. We all know it really was. Any kindness of stranger stories coming to you today? I'm Lisa Wexler here on WICC. You can call me at 203-333-9422. Isn't that a story, though? It really got me. It still gets me. And I still walk with Beth every Sunday morning. And I'm sort of in awe of my friend now because I see what she was made of. You know, you rarely get to see what people are made of. Sometimes you imagine they're made of something and they're less than that. Sometimes they're more than that. Sometimes they're exactly what you thought they were. But I had never seen anything like that in my life. I'm still very moved by it. So, on the kindness of strangers, we need to hear from you to make this segment happen. 203-333-9422. Any stories of holiday cheer? Any witnessing recently? Anybody being kind to you in a supermarket aisle? Raising some money? You know, there's a lot of charity going on. There was Giving Tuesday. I don't know if you had a chance to participate, if you had the extra funds to participate, but it's a good thing to be doing. We are the most charitable nation on earth by far. Our tax system is set up to help us be charitable, but we're also a charitable people because I think we're also a very grateful people. I think people in the United States are grateful to live here and they like to give back. Of course, we're also the richest country on earth per capita, or if not per capita, one of the richest countries on earth altogether. Our economy, I think, is still number one. So let's go to Barbara from Shelton. Barbara, thank you for calling in today. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it didn't happen to me, but it happened to my niece. She lives in North Carolina, and my sister was dying in one of the local hospitals from COVID. And my niece needed to get here to, you know, be with her mother before she passed away. But she realized that and it happened so quickly that she found out, you know, about this. So she needed her car to be checked because she was driving straight through to go to the hospital and spend the last few moments, if she could, with my sister. So she pulled into this service station, and she's crying. She says, "Would you please take a look at my car, make sure if everything's okay. I have to drive all the way from North Carolina to Connecticut. My mom is dying." And the service person said, or the woman at the counter says, "Okay, we'll do it for you." They checked her car. Everything, you know, did whatever needed to be done, oil change quickly, everything quickly. The interesting part was when her car was all set, they said to her, "You all set, your car will be fine. Just go." And they didn't charge her. They just told her,
really?
"Go see your mom." When she got to Connecticut, to one of the local hospitals, we were told that no one could, only two people could see my sister. So unfortunately, two people were already there. And my niece, by their rules, would not have been able to see her mom. So she drives to the hospital, she gets there, and she finds out two people for the day were already there. She's crying. She called me. She says, "After all this, I can't even see my mom." And some wonderful doctor said, "Listen, let me see what I can do." So he got my niece to see her mom, and she was able to spend the last hours with my sister.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your family. Oh, what a terrible thing, Barbara.
Yes,
how old was your sister? Was your sister very old? How old was she?
Well, my sister was 84. She had medical issues, and you know, this COVID, it creates a lot of problems within the families because my sister chose not to be vaccinated. There was nothing we could do about that, and despite of everything that we tried to convince her that that's what she needed to do, she didn't do it. And unfortunately, she died.
Barbara, why do you think your sister had a fixed... What was in her mind, do you think, that she was so afraid of the vaccination?
I think that's right. When I mentioned that there is a lot of family angst She had three daughters. I'm her only sister. One daughter was dead set against vaccination, and that's the daughter that she was living with. The other two daughters and I were trying to convince my sister to be vaccinated. We were all vaccinated. And unfortunately, that one daughter had more sway over my sister than the rest of us. And I think it was partially for religious reasons, although we all religious. But also, I think in her mind, she felt that the other issue was that she felt that the vaccination, you know, they came up with the vaccination so quickly. She says, who knows what they put in it? You know, it was that kind of a thing. But I mean, she had a nurse, one daughter who was a nurse for over 30 years. And she was beside herself because she could not convince her mom to be vaccinated.
And now that your sister passed, what happens between the sisters? In other words, is there blame? Is there recrimination? Is there regret? What's gone on?
There is the youngest one that she was living with. Yes, she realized what happened. She apologized to me three times. It's very difficult, but we have to choose to forgive her for her stupidity and ignorance, because although it's very, very hard, because we feel that she cannot live her life blaming herself for the rest of her life.
That's right.
My sister was a very intelligent woman, so the blame is partially on my sister, too.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. You have to let it go. When people are sorry, what are you going to do? They're going to punish themselves. You can't be unforgiving about that. It is what it is, but it's a terrible thing. And has your niece since gotten vaccinated herself? Does she?
Yeah, exactly. She got vaccinated, but, you know, that's what she was required by her employer. And my thing, what I said, and I shouldn't have because that was really unkind, but I did say she was afraid. She got herself vaccinated because she didn't want to lose her job, but she was not afraid to lose her mom.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But,
wow.
Well, you know, unfortunately, that's, you know, that's I wish I didn't say that, but I did.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's hard to hold something like this when you lose your only sister to something that should never have happened.
It must be devastating. I can't imagine, Barbara. I'm glad that you told the story. I think a lot of people are relating to it because it's got to be happening and playing out in families all over the place right now. It's got to be.
Yes, I am sure it is because it was happening in our family. And I just can't, you know, I can't get this through my head that somehow we were unable to convince my sister to get herself vaccinated.
Yeah. And yet, if there had been an external thing, if your sister had been in the working world younger and she had to either get a vaccine or go to work, she might have just stuck her arm out. Right?
Yes.
She might have. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. So I just hope people will go and get their vaccinations and get their boosters. And I remember when I got my vaccination, I called my sister and I said, listen, look, I got it. I'm fine. Please have it done. And she just wouldn't.
Barbara, you have a happy holiday. Thank you so much for calling in today.
You
I love your story.
Happy
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. If you're on hold, we want to hear from you. Stay on hold with more of The Kindness of Strangers coming up.